Good afternoon, Carmel. It is currently 4:30, and this is JC Wolf, your host for Side Stage. Now, before we actually get into my show, let's listen to some music. This is Until We Can't by Passion Pit here on WHJE. You're listening to Side Stage here on 91.3 WHJE. I am JC Wolf, and that last song was I'll Follow the Sun by the Beatles. Now, I did play the Beatles for a certain reason, not just because I wanted to hear them, but because the Beatles have had a huge influence on the artist that I will be talking about today. And drum roll, the artist that I will be featuring and you will be learning about is Dylan Gardner. Now, many of you may have not heard of him, and that is an excellent reason why you should be listening to my show right now, because I am here to inform you more about Dylan Gardner and eventually many more artists that you don't know, or many other artists from other states and everything, and I'm just here to educate you on them and share some of their music with you, so maybe you can listen more to them and find a new favorite band or artist to listen to. I don't know. Or just listen to some good music while you're doing work or something else. Who knows? But anyway, I discovered Dylan Gardner back when I was a sophomore. I'm a senior now in high school, in case you didn't know. And how I discovered him was through a podcast that is created by a YouTuber called Shane Dawson. Many of you may have heard of him. He's pretty big on YouTube. He has over, I believe, 3 million subscribers. And yeah, and he not only does he do YouTube, obviously, he's made movies and he has made books. And obviously, he has his podcast. That's how I discovered Dylan Gardner, is that Shane had him performing on his show, and I heard it and I really liked it and I wanted to hear more about him. And so I looked him up and I ended up loving all of his music. And he, like, as soon as I looked him up, he was actually coming out with his album called Adventures in Real Time. And I'm going to actually play for you the first song that I ever heard from Dylan Gardner, which he also played on Shane Dawson's podcast. So here you go. The song is called Let's Get Started, and it's by Dylan Gardner.
I'll be John and you'll be Yo-Yo.
Yeah, just sit back and watch our love grow.
I'll be winter, you'll be summer.
I couldn't ask for just a
Yeah.
Again, that was Let's Get Started by Dylan Gardner, the artist I am featuring on my show, Side Stage, today. And I don't know if you heard that one. At the beginning of the song, he does reference a member of the Beatles, John Lennon. He says, I'll be John and you'll be Yoko. Just sit back and watch our love grow. I really love... That's one of my favorite lines when I first heard it. That really stood out to me. And that made it more clear to see his influence, or the influence that the Beatles had on him. And you can see it. Not only can you hear it through the music, but you can also hear it in the lyrics, which I think is pretty cool. And just some of the other artists that he looks up to and enjoys listening to, and has the artists that have had influences on not only him as a person, but in his music, is obviously the Beatles, Ben Folds, Sam Cooke, Harry Nilsson, Bob Dylan, and Elton John. And now I'm going to play Learn to Live What You Are by Ben Folds here on WHJE 91.3. Make sure to stay tuned to learn more about Dylan Gardner throughout the show. You're listening to Side Stage here on 91.3 WHJE. It is currently 5 o'clock, and I'm JC Wolf. Yes. All right, so earlier, when I tried to play Let's Get Started by Dylan Gardner, I realized that I had preview on, so you might not have been able to hear it. So towards the end of the show, I'm going to be trying to replay that song so you can actually hear it for real this time. But for now, I'm going to be playing another song off of his debut album called Adventures in Real Time that came out in late 2014, close to the beginning of 2015, and this song is called Nothing Without You. That last song was Heroes Tonight by Dylan Gardner. Also, he is the artist that I'm featuring on Side Stage today. Just a little bit more about Dylan is that he's originally from Plainfield, Illinois, but is currently living in Los Angeles, California. He is only 20 years old, and being 20, which is a pretty young age, he has already accomplished a lot of things. He has a record label, or he's signed to a record label called Warner Brothers Records. He's been on multiple tours. He's toured with Emily Keeney, who is popularly known for her role as Beth Greene in the famous TV show The Walking Dead. But before he actually went on tour with Emily, he went on a smaller tour, and he actually came here to Indiana, which I also went to that concert when he came here. Interesting thing, there was only 8 people in the audience for that concert, and me and my dad were 2 of them. It was a very small show, obviously. It was actually, the venue was a church, and it wasn't very big. And as you can see, it did fit 8 people pretty good. There was a lot of extra space, but despite there only being a small amount of people, Dylan Gardner still put on a fantastic show. He had full band. He went all out. He played covers of the Beatles, Elton John, which you've heard, and those are 2 major influences that have helped shape him and his music, and some other artists that I've mentioned earlier that have also helped shape him and his music is Ben Folds, Sam Cooke, Harry Nilsson, and Bob Dylan. Some music that he has released already is an EP. He released that in 2012, and it's called Morning Stories. His latest album, which is also his I'm having a little troubles today, obviously speaking. His debut album came out in late 2014, and it was called Adventures in Real Time, which I've been playing songs from that album, and I'll be playing more throughout my show and other songs from the artists that have helped shape his music and all of that. And I'll also be sharing more information about Dylan himself and more about his music and where you can find him. But until then, we're just going to listen to some promos and other music for now. But stay tuned to 91.3 WHJE so you can learn more about Dylan Gardner. Up next is I Think I'm Falling for Something by Dylan Gardner here on WHJE 91.3, and you're listening to Side Stage. Make sure to stay tuned for more about Dylan Gardner throughout the show. Welcome back to 91.3 WHJE. You're listening to Side Stage. Basically, if you don't know what Side Stage is, it's just where I, JC Wolf, talk about artists and bands that maybe aren't that big and haven't really been discovered, many people don't know about maybe, and I just try to get the word out about them, share some of their music with you, and I share a little bit about their background, who they are, what their music's like. Obviously, I play their music for you so you can hear that, and I just tell you basically everything about that band and artist inside and out. Well, not everything, but what you want to hear. All right, and if you already didn't know, the artist that I'm featuring today is Dylan Gardner. Just a little recap, he is 20 years old. He's originally from Plainfield, Illinois, but is currently living in Los Angeles, California. His genre is pop, which you just heard. That last song was Invincible, which was off of his debut album called Adventures in Real Time. He's actually working on his second album right now. I don't know when his second album will be released. But yesterday, he tweeted out that he was finishing up on his second album and that he's waiting to announce when it will be released. He's just putting some finishing touches on the second album, which I'm really excited about because Adventures in Real Time came out in 2014. So it's been about 2 years. So I'm ready for some new music. Hopefully, maybe I'll feature them again like I featured Marina City twice. Maybe I'll feature Dylan Gardner again and share some of his music or just play it randomly in one of my other shows so you can hear some of it. But, okay, so, and if you want to learn any more information about Dylan and his upcoming music and anything else, you can, more information can be found at dylangardner.com and dylangardnermusic.com and on his Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all that jazz where you can find everything else about him. Right now, I'm just going to play some more music for you, and yeah, I'm going to do that for you. All right, and that last song was The Actor by Dylan Gardner. Thank you so much for tuning in to Side Stage today. That was probably one of Dylan's slower songs that he has off his debut album called Adventures in Real Time. But I hope you guys got to hear some good music today, especially from Dylan Gardner. Maybe you learned more about him, more about his music. Maybe you're interested in it. If you are, awesome. If you're not, you should be. At least pretend to be. And thank you all who listened to my show today. Family, friends, even though I kind of force you to. Thank you so much. Make sure to tune in next week, next Wednesday, from 4:30 to 6, so you can hear about another band that you may have never heard of before. And I can teach you all about them, and we can jam out to some good music together. All right, and I'm going to end my show today. To end it off, I have Skyfall by Adele. This one goes out to Matt. I hope you're listening to this.
This is the end.